like my kids say things like, I want to speak more English with foreigners. You know, there are plenty of foreigners that have absolutely no clue how to speak English. Right. You know that. So it's a stereotype generalization that I want them to learn to avoid. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to me that I'm coming to discover that Brits don't seem to find any problem with it.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's... I don't know. I mean, I don't know why. Yeah, it's just not. It's not. It's like a non-issue.
Who counts as a foreigner? Someone who wasn't born in Britain, but have earned British citizenship. Does that count as a foreigner, or is that a Brit?
Oh, I've never really thought about it like this before.
See, that's how we remove all of that from the Canadian mm-hmm. discussion. Look, you're a Canadian. If you've got a Canadian passport,
right.
or if you're a landed immigrant, you're basically Canadian.
Right.
If you're not Canadian, that's fine. You're Moroccan, uh-huh. you're Sri Lankan, that's fine. But if you start pointing out to people that, well, you weren't born in Canada, so I can't think of you as Canadian, mm-hmm. or you don't hold a passport, so you're just all foreigners to me, that's where it started to get ugly, so we just started to avoid the word.
See, for me, it's not necessarily a word that I use, like, I don't feel like I have a need to use it. Like, I would just be like, if somebody asked me, like, oh, who is it? I wouldn't be like, oh, those foreigners. I don't know. I just can't think of a context where I would actually use it. And I mean, if I was talking about somebody, I would refer to them, or that talking about somebody's nationality, I would refer to them by their nationality or their, like,
here's a little thought experiment for you. If you were sitting in your uni in Britain and you saw a table of Asians mm-hmm. and they all seemed to be speaking an Asian language, but some of them more easily than others,
right.
but they were still using that language. Finish this sentence. Oh, look over there. There's a table of...
I don't know what I would say.
Right. You wouldn't even think it that way. You'd
no.
be thinking, oh, gee, I wonder where those people are from, where those people are
yeah,
from.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't say, oh, I wonder where those foreigners are from. You
no, it's, that's
right.
that would never ever come to mind.
But in Japan.
Also, but also, like, I guess, because I don't feel like a British... Like, I don't necessarily associate with the UK that much, then for me it's like I could almost be seen as a foreigner in
exactly.
the UK, despite the fact that I've got a British accent and blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Yeah. And I'm in the same boat where I've always thought of myself as Canadian, and to some rather, you know, closed-minded Canadians, mm-hmm. they don't immediately look at me as a Canadian until I explain myself.
Right.
Then begrudgingly, yeah, I guess you're Canadian mm-hmm. kind of thing, but just that was the best example. I don't want to say that just because I brought it up, but like you and I would look at that table of people and say, we'd say, that's a table of people.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese would look at that table and say, oh, that's a table of foreigners.
Right. I see.
And that thought that, oh, they can't be Japanese,
right.
so they're foreigners first before they're people,
uh-huh.
puts me off.
Yeah, that's funny, but then, I mean, people are a product of their social conditioning, aren't they?
Exactly.
So I mean, what...
So I tell them, look, I know that you use it in innocence.
Mm-hmm.
So even I, when I speak Japanese, I use that word,
mm-hmm.
gaijin, quite liberally,
mm-hmm.
to refer even to myself.
Right.
But that's your language, me speaking your language. When you come to speak my language, especially when you're speaking it to somebody from my
right.
country, please be careful.
Mm.
Can't use it that way.
See, when you ask me that, like, when you ask me, like, about the concept of foreigner, like, I can only think of it from a perspective of somebody who I'm, and the kind of person that I'm, the kind of perspective that I'm thinking about this notion is, like, a perspective of one of these Brits that's kind of like, oh, these bloody foreigners in my country, like, stealing our jobs and... Blah, blah, blah.
And that's exactly it. You know, like, what is it? Not UKIP. Britain First. Britain,
okay.
Britain First. Well, UKIP, too, to a degree.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty racist. But that
like
kind
BNP.
Of thing.
Like the BNP, for
what?
Example.
British National Party?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's a pretty scary bunch, right?
Uh-huh.
And they probably use the word foreigner pretty liberally, right?
I would imagine
Or
so.
Other racist epithets.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine
you know,
so.